Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I think all of us have had this experience if we drive, especially on the freeways here in L.A. Chris, you probably have. You're in, maybe you're on the 405, and provided you're actually moving,
yeah.
And there's no traffic. But all of a sudden, you know, it kind of crawls to a stop or almost a stop, and then you put your brakes on and everybody behind you. And then you kind of look because it magically seems to free up.
Like, what happened?
What happened? There's no accident, nothing. And you think, why did this happen?
Yeah.
Well, there's a term for that. It's actually called a phantom traffic jam, I believe. And there's a possible solution for it. With us is William Barber, who is a research scientist at the Institute for Software Integrated Systems. That's at Vanderbilt University. He worked on this experiment. William, thanks for being with us. So very briefly, first of all, am I right? It's a phantom traffic jam. What is that?
That's exactly right. Phantom traffic jams are caused by the very nature of how humans drive. In certain traffic regimes, when demand meets a certain level, one person putting on their brakes can cause that ripple effect, as you were describing, and lead to a stop and go wave that seemingly has no cause.
So, yeah. So as you mentioned, one person, we often talk, you know, Tom Tran and Jennifer York talk about it all the time. Brian Douglas as well in our traffic center. It takes one looky-loo when there's an accident. But I take it from your research, it's one looky-loo driver just glancing out at maybe the Getty Center or whatever they might see on the 405.
That's right. We, through some of the traffic instrumentation that we have deployed here in Nashville, Tennessee, we're actually getting a better look than we ever have before at these phantom traffic jams. And we see, in fact, dozens of them occurring every single day. And that's leading to inefficiencies in our traffic stream from a capacity and a fuel efficiency standpoint.
Okay, so we accept the premise that we're all pretty bad drivers, but there's a potential
Speak
solution.
For yourself, by the way.
But there's a solution, maybe, right?
We hope so. Our research has been focused on modifying low-level autonomy features that are present on tens of thousands of vehicles out on the road today. That's your adaptive cruise control technologies. Our experiment modified these algorithms that are running on your cars with the intent of smoothing out some of those phantom traffic jams. This technology exists on our vehicle fleet. And by slight modification could actually improve the fuel efficiency and flow of traffic.
Did your survey look at like nationwide which areas were worse than others, or was this basically just focused on your area?
This so far is a proof of concept experiment. We deployed 100 vehicles into the freeway traffic flow with this modified technology. With the hope of demonstrating a reduction in these phantom traffic jams. Those vehicles were driven by human drivers. They were fully in control, and the adaptive cruise control technologies with our algorithms were modifying the speed of the vehicle. And so this experiment, we hope, is the beginning of a sort of refocus of these technologies to improve traffic flow for everyone across the country, regardless of where you live.
So to be clear now, we're not talking about people having to put up $100,000 and buy themselves a Tesla. We're talking about fairly new model cars that are already on the market. I have that in my car, in fact, that you can set the speed and the distance, and it will slow the car down if it gets too close to the car in front, and then I would speed back up to a pre-selected speed. That's what we're talking about, right?
That's correct. And the algorithms that we're modifying these vehicles with are very similar to something we've probably all done in traffic. When you see brake lights come on ahead of you, you let off the accelerator. Or if you see a red light up ahead, there's no sense in rushing up to a stop. You sort of let your foot off the gas and try to smooth out that transition in speed. And so that's what we're trying to accomplish with these vehicles and with that technology, which, as you say, is deployed on a very massive number of vehicles and by modern standards.
Is your research being passed on to car makers or even federal, state, civic leaders? Are they reviewing it?
We've been working with major automakers in the U.S. This experiment was done in with the contact and input by Nissan, Toyota, and General Motors. And these algorithms, you know, could make their way onto production vehicles. And we're hoping to disseminate this research in a way that that makes that happen.
For people who already have these cars, many people do, as we've pointed out, could this modification of the algorithm be done fairly easily and cheaply, or are we really talking about doing it for new cars from the factory?
That's a great question, and I would have to direct that to our friends in the automotive industry who know this area better than I do. But from a software standpoint, you know, this would be a modification of really the way in which your car interprets data and processes back out a speed for your vehicle to go to try to achieve. So this is really a software solution and not an expensive one at that.
Okay. William, thank you. William Barber, a research scientist at Vanderbilt University. He worked on this experiment.
And of course, a lot of times the car in front of you, it might be slowing down because the driver is looking at an accident, or I think you mentioned the museum. But unfortunately, all too often, it's because they're looking at their phone.
And
they're texting or they're doing something else on their phone. And so they don't realize that their car is slowing down. Now you're behind that car. So you put on your brakes and you have that chain reaction.
Exactly. Where I notice it a lot is driving on city streets where all of a sudden you're maybe at a red light and it turns green. And you notice the car in front of you is just sitting there. And you know, well, they're on their phone.
Yeah, they're on their phone.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.